Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Kyle, and welcome to Kylie's Conversations. Join me in this next half an hour. The conversation begins right now. Hi, I'm Kyle, and welcome to the conversation. Timothy 4:17 says, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth." Think about that as you're going through your day today. Just kind of think about that. Welcome to the conversation. I'm going to do a little football talk. Some American football, I asked the Lord if he was real, and Alabama lost. So there you go. Thank you. You know, he gave me LSU. I hate Alabama, so that's great. Some Premier League news. This is something that, if you didn't hear this, I love it. I can't believe he said this, but Austin Vinga, I love you. What he said, because he's against this Ballon d'Or obsession, and it's a football trophy to give out to one of the best players, and I agree with him 100% because it takes the, you know, you need to play as a team, and he believes that the prize goes against the essence of the sport and tempts players to play for themselves rather than their team. You need to play as a team. Because there might be an open man, but if you try to take a shot just because you think you might be able to get a goal, no, you got to play as a team. And I just think that's great what he said. If you look at the point standings right now, Arsenal is in the lead with 31 points, followed by Chelsea with 27. Manchester City has 25. Then Liverpool and Everton are tied for 24. Newcastle United has 23. Then Manchester United is tied with Southampton at 22. Manchester is 8. That's really shaking up the Premier League. Newcastle United has more points than Manchester United. You probably won't see that too often. It's great. I know, in a way, because I'm a huge Manchester fan, but to see teams that you normally wouldn't see up there, like Southampton, it's great to, it's going to be an exciting season. It is. I mean, and I see promise in Manchester United after they played by related season in the Champions League. I had stuff to do, so I started watching it, and when they scored the second unanswered goal, almost back-to-back within, like, 5 to 8 minutes after the first one, they scored the second one. I'm like, okay, I'm pretty confident. And I went to Sam's and came back and watched like the last 25 minutes, and it's great. I mean, to see them play at that level, and I was excited. It's really good to see them do so well because they haven't started out really well. Enough for football. This weekend was a bad Friday. My Friday is probably the worst I've had in a long time. Well, my car gave way. I have a 2004 Mustang, and it just took a crapper. We don't know what's wrong with it, but we think it might be a cylinder, and if it's a cylinder, then not only will the... You can't just replace the one. You'd have to replace a whole block, and it's going to cost more to fix than the thing's worth. But then it makes me wonder, because when I was looking at cars, I went to a local dealer on their website, and they had a 2003 Ford Mustang, 3.8-liter V6, just like mine. I don't know what's in it, but they want $10,000 for it, and it's 100,000 miles. 123,000 more miles than mine for a 2003, and they want $10,000. So it makes me wonder. Makes me wonder, because I've looked up my Mustang, and I've only seen it a year ago. I saw it for like $2,900 is what my car would be worth if I was to sell it. So, it's one of those things that And it was just a nightmare because I wasn't feeling that good that day, and my dad came to help me out. My dad's a drill sergeant, and my stomach was just a mess. And because I didn't let my food digest, and if I don't let my food digest, I can get sick. And he ran me home, and he was like, "We got to do this, and we got to call this, and we got to get this looked at." Da, 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 da. And more than likely, if it's what I think it is, it's going to be you're just going to have to buy a new car. And I'm like, oh. And new, I mean like 2 or 3 year old car. I know what my body can do and what it can't do. My dad's, you know, when I was your age, I was working from 6 in the morning till midnight 7 days a week, and he was. You know, my dad's one of those people that when he went to school in 2 feet of snow with no shoes, uphill both ways. He did it. You know, that's my dad. And my dad's my drill sergeant, and he didn't. And he's running me around like a chicken with a head cut off. My body couldn't handle it and couldn't deal with it. And next thing you know, I'm basically getting sick. And beep, 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 beep. What? You know, you need to go to the doctor. You need to find out what's wrong. I'm like, my food's not digested. I need to sit down. I know when my body can't go 100 miles an hour like you. You know, my dad was in the Presidential Honor Guard and stuff. And and there's times where I just seriously want to take my dad and say, "Okay, Dad, the ship landed. Okay, you're home. Welcome home, soldier." I want to talk about something that's kind of close to my heart. And if you guys, you need to do this for me. Anyone's listening, anyone that picks this up on the archive, go on YouTube and look up Proactive Preppers. And that's the guy that has the video. One of the people has the video. There's 113 videos on there. Or you can look up, Judge says Sergeant's time in Iraq makes him a threat to society. And this guy was put in jail. And you need to watch that video and post it. And, you know, let these soldiers, the people that were in war, you know, Coast Guard, like my dad, whatever, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whatever, you know, I heard a thing where Nancy Pelosi, when she retires, will be getting like $800,000 a year. President makes like $400,000 a year. Obama's going to get like $400,000 a year for the rest of his life. But he needs the office if he ever does. We're going to take a Marine or an Army sergeant or someone in the Navy, and as soon as they come back, fighting in a war, protecting our freedoms, and we're going to crap on them. You need to donate to the Wounded Warrior program. Where is the government there? Why aren't they there to help them? You got $800,000 a year to give to Nancy Pelosi after her career is done and she retires, but it's hard to find help for a vet through the VA. Oh, here's some pills. Good luck. See you in 6 months. The guy in the video didn't make it 6 months. See if there's vets in your area. Call and say, "Hey, go in there." And when they say if they can help you, say, "Thank you, you already have. You served my country. It means the world. But yeah, you can help me. I was wondering if you got a list of any of the vets in town, and I can go by their house and talk to them. You know, be their friend. Maybe there's someone that their husband's overseas and their wife has 3 kids. Maybe you can go over there and help her out, you know, cook dinner for her, do something for her. You know, give her a break. Let her know that there are people that care about them and know that they're welcomed back. If there's Marines, Army, or whatever, you know, National Guard coming home, go there. You don't have to know any of them. Go to when they're coming in. Welcome them back. Thank them. Be there. Do that. Do that. Because I know many people. My dad's high strung. My dad, to this day, eats super, super, super fast. Like there's a bomb going to go off and he might not have the ability to stop. You know, because what if a bomb goes off? I got to eat real fast because what if something goes on and I can't finish my food? You know, my dad's one of those people that will literally, no joke, he'll drive around for 30 minutes to find the restaurant that has no wait. And we need to be there for those guys. But what they do for us, and you have to have an organization set up to help them because the government can't. It's like I was watching one of these news organizations and it showed these people that make six figures a year working in these government buildings and, you know, getting, yeah, the congressman that comes to me, I ordered that Jimmy John's, can you go pick it up for me? Oh, yeah, I ordered pizza, can you go get some? Or, yeah, I need some aspirin. And you go, they run errands for them and get them whatever they need or whatever, and they get like six figures, and they say you'd be outraged when you see what some of these people make for what they do. I know where cuts need to be made, and I know where we should be spending some money. But it doesn't even cost money in some cases. All it takes is being there for them, letting them know we're at their home, letting them know that we're there for them. And it's just something we should do. I mean, just, I don't know, just really gets me at the heart, man, because I sometimes just want to tell my dad that, like, you're home, Dad. Okay, you're home, bro. Relax. You can eat without the worry of somebody coming up behind you and... But, it's just, these vets need more than they're getting, and they're not getting it. It's just sad. It makes me sick, When you see someone that's going to get $600,000 or whatever a year, and that's going to come home, and there's the toilet. Well, there's a hole in the bottom. Yeah, that's where you put your face, because we crap on you. And that's my dad has that mentality, because he doesn't get, when he can't see it, I'm lazy. But when he can see that, when there's actually something there that he can tangibly say, hey, guess what? You do have an issue. I can see it now. Well, you need to find a doctor. Don't tell me that there's no, they can't find out what's wrong with you, they can't fix you. Okay. I've had a doctor tell me, the only way that they could fix me, they could cure almost anything, because you're talking like gene splicing and all that. So he just doesn't get it. He just goes ballistic. We need to get to the hospital and get straightened up till they find out what's wrong. Yada, 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 yada. Like, that doesn't help. I know what helps me. I know what I can and can't do. I know my limitations. When I need to sit down for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to let my body settle down because it doesn't do what it's supposed to, and you have someone that's trying to run you to death, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And he has a weird way. I mean, I love the guy. He means the world to me. And you take the ground. You give him the equipment, he could build a house. Seriously, from the ground up, from pouring the foundation to doing the electrical, everything. He could do it all. My dad's a jack of all trades, master of everything. And I love the man. Like that song by Dan Fogelberg, Leader of the Band, means I actually put that on a video I gave to him, for a Father's Day. Yeah, I can't, he is the highest bar to set. And it's like I see people at work that don't even go as hard and as fast as my dad does, and my dad is like 65. And it's just crazy because you look at my dad and he just goes and goes and goes and does and does, and you have people that are like half his age. I'm so tired. I'm so this. I'm so that. And I'm used to the mentality of being woke up at 5 a.m. and out of rack, and dump, and like, I remember one time I came home from being out with my friends, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and get about ready to, 5 or 6, about ready to open the door, and right before I do, lo and behold, my dad opens the door. To go outside and go, oh, wow, you're up before me. Great, let's go. And I went to work all day, no sleep. And that's my dad, that's his mentality, And We need more people like him and his work ethic and his attitude. He just still has that something might happen. I could eat in 2 seconds, you know, you can't make a decision because, you know, someone could find out what you're doing. You need to get up at 6 in the morning and find out what you're going to do today. Because, you know, God forbid anyone find out that you're doing, that you might be doing something, you know. And a good friend of mine, she knows somebody that has, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and I relate to her so much because I know what she's going through. Because I've lived it with my dad my whole life. You know, I mean, but he's a great guy. You know, he probably does more good for people than some Christian people that go to church every Sunday. But, you know, he was helping out my car, and if it's what we think it is, if it's a cylinder, you can't replace one cylinder. You can't. You have to replace the whole block, and it's going to cost more than the car's worth. And now when I see a dealership in town selling the 2003 car for that much, for like 10 grand, I'm like, wait a minute here. But then, you know, I don't know. It's time really to get a new one, and I'm looking for like a four-wheel drive, something I can use in the snow. And, you know, I've been watching all these videos on how they get money out of you and how not to get scammed. And since I'm looking to get a new car, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I don't know how, because they show these videos where these people will go, you know, like a $300 car payment. Well, I can't afford that, and they'll get them down to $199 payment, and they'll, like, switching from a buy to a lease. How did they not know that? Because it's totally different paperwork. And then they did one where they would, like, they'll increase the car by, like, $4,000, but they'll lower the price because they'll go from, like, a 36-month loan to, like, a 50-month loan or whatever it is, you know, like a 48-month loan or whatever, and they'll get the price down, but they'll increase the price of the car. So they make more money, and they always tell you the first thing to do is to negotiate the price. You can always negotiate the deals on, like, the monthly payment, but negotiate the price. And a lot of times, if they want to give you a warranty, say, what's wrong with the car that I need a warranty? And the only reason I buy a warranty is if it was something that kicked in after the insurance ends. And what I mean by that is, okay, like, if this has a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, when that ends, then this warranty kicks in. I don't want to have something that, don't I have warranty with the car? If this insurance is going to kick in only after this warranty ends, then okay. And I want to know that it covers anything, not just like one thing or the other, you know. But even then, it, 9 times out of 10, those insurance policies you'll never use. You know, so that's just, I don't really need a car right now. That's not something I really want to be, you know, doing. I don't think there's ever a right time, you know, to be buying a car or anything. But, you know, because I'm trying to do this. I got my book coming out. I'm doing a thing at work, Cully. It's going to be Chronicle of the Arts. And Chronicle of the Arts, basically, if you don't know, it's something that the people showcase their talents, whatever it is. I've done bought all my drums and did a history of drum thing. People have done quilts, you know, people do all kinds of stuff. And they said, why not do a talk about your book, maybe do a demo, whatever, and then you can do a book signing. You can have people that, you know, have the books and go from there. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So that's been on my mind. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And then Friday happened, and it's just like, it just, because, I mean, I basically was trying to get my cell phone paid on my phone, and for some reason it didn't go through the first time, and then it took forever to get it, and I finally got it through after like 45 minutes on the phone with a guy, and my dad's like, why can't you just send the bill in like everyone else? I'm like, okay, this is the first time I've ever had an issue doing it through the phone in almost 4 years, maybe even longer. You know, my dad's, anything that goes wrong, he has to blame something. You just can't, you know, Lord help him. I love the guy, but, you know, I just don't know sometimes. And, you know, with all that stuff going on, and then possibly with if my car is what we think it is, it's going to be not worth it to fix it. You know, so I'm just going to be scrapping it and taking whatever money I can get for the scrap or whatever and put that towards a vehicle and go from there. And that was all happening around the time I'm trying to come up with ideas for this Chronicle of the Arts. You know, I'm thinking about just staying in a lot of my stuff in school, all my recipes and all my stuff, and going through all the recipes, going through it a little bit within the book, doing a demo of it, and all that. So, and if anyone does want a copy of the book, it's done. It's $22. I've done everything in the book, and all you have to do is just, I have a PayPal thing on my Boom and Zoom page, and it's just like an eBay thing, so I would get your information, and I'd be able to personalize it with whatever, and I can send it to you, and there you go. I mean, because so many people are like, well, what's up with the book? I'm like, I have it. If you want a copy, if you want your copy, I can give it to you. I can sign it for you, whatever. Just let me know. I'll spend a time and see, like, when we do the signing thing, I just say, if anyone that wanted the book wants to come in, you know, they can do it. So, you know, I'm stuck with it. Completed. All finished. And I think my next round of books is when I'll do my actual, like signing for everybody, just in case, you know. But we'll see. Just right now, I'm going to see what I have left after the work. You know, that's right. Because I've had people at work that I want, like, 3 copies, reserve me 4, and this and that, so it's just been trying, like, 5 days. Because with Thanksgiving and all that, and just rough. And it's just, because at the time, you know, stuff going on, at least if you're looking at getting a car when nothing's wrong, and it's, you know, it's, you still have a usable car. Right now, it's kind of like, okay, if this car is going to cost more than 15 cents worth, then I'm going to be, okay, I don't have a vehicle right now, so I'm going to try to find one. And, you know, and I've been luckily doing some research, and I'm looking at, like, a Dodge Caliber, because they're, like, 10,000. I've seen a couple of them for, and that's before I try to chew them down with, you know, and try to get a lower price or cheapskate them down. And I've been watching videos on how they, you know, and see what I can do, you know, and go from that route. So I have been doing some research, so I have some idea, so I'm not going into a thing blind. Like I have to have a car right now, so, you know, I've done some research. But I also know if I don't like what I'm hearing, I can't walk away, you know. I just don't want anything going. This is the guy we're going to take into the cleaners because he has to have a car right now, and, you know, say, hey, I've been doing some research and yada, yada. The only thing I don't know, if anyone can help me with this one, is when I went to Kelley Blue Book, the price they had on the Kelley Blue Book, the closest I could get, because, like, when you do the dealership one where you're going to buy it from a dealer, it doesn't give you the option of saying, like, the car is in fair condition or okay or whatever. It just says excellent. And when it came up, the car is cheaper at the dealer than it says Kelley Blue Book had it listed for. So I'm still thinking that I can get it lower than what they're offering. So I'm assuming it might be, like, in good condition, you know, not, because I think they have, like, excellent, great, good, fair, and it might be, like, good or great, you know. So I just want something that's drivable in the snow, that I'm not going to have to worry too much. You know, that's not that, I mean, 18-wheelers go off the road in the snow, so, and I mean, so I have something a little bit better than a Mustang, because that thing is even in the rain, I can spin my tires, you know, so it's just crazy that he's got so much, not that no one else has anything going on, but, you know, it just, it always seems like everything compounds you. Like, well, when this goes, this is like a domino, you know. When you hit this one, they all go far, you know. Like, you don't, but then you never seem to have, like, 11, like, great dominoes where, like, seven things happen great. You know, it's always, like, one thing that goes, you know. It's just, I don't know. It's all good. It's all good. I love life, so that's all that matters, you know. And like Tony Robbins once said, laugh at it because someday you're going to laugh, so why wait? Just laugh now. And that's what I do. I try to laugh at life and all that because I'm doing great, you know. As long as I make sure I do what I do. You know? That's what my dad doesn't understand. I understand my life. I know what I have. I know what it takes, what it takes to deal with. So I understand. He just doesn't see anything, so he thinks, okay, you know, I can't just eat and run. And he finds out when he tries to get me to do stuff my body can't do, he finds out what the consequences are. So, good for him. So, by my next show next week, you should find out what's up with my car. I'm hoping it's just something simple, but I guarantee you it's not. From what I know, it's like, okay, I think I found the car I want, and to see if I can get a good deal on it and go from there. But, you know, book's done. I'm on cloud nine with it. I'm going to try to later today. I've got to work on my thing for the clinical arts. If any of my friends on Facebook and you got any ideas of, like, with me showing my book, anything, you know, in regards to that, I always do look at the Hyatt Regency and the philosophy of, you know, take a dishwasher because he's in the dish tank all the time. Get his opinion because he might, why are you doing this? Why not this? And I think there was one where a dishwasher did something and saved him like $10,000 or something, like or $1,000 a month or something. I forget what the heck it was. And they take the opinion of anybody seriously and, you know, wait, get the dishwasher. What do you think? Because you're not in the kitchen all the time. Well, why don't you do this? Or that? And they would ask everyone for an idea because you never know when someone's going to have that light bulb go, well, why are you doing that? Why are you reinventing the wheel? Okay, you're going this way to get here. Why don't you go this way? I never thought of that. So I got about 90 seconds left in the show, you know. So if anyone's got any ideas for my clinical arts, I'm more than willing. You know, I've got so much going on in my life, so I'm going to try to fit that in today. Because I ain't got a vehicle to use, so basically I'm kind of stuck at home. But tomorrow I'm going to have to see if I can borrow Mom's car so I can do some things I have to get done. And, you know, like my car insurance and stuff, I'm waiting on that and the plates because I'm going to get plates for a car. If I can transfer my plates from one car to the next, okay, but I'm not going to pay for plates that for a car I might not have in 2 days. So, oh well. That's just things going on in my life. You know, it's except for Friday, my life's really going great. You know, I guess it's hard for me because I don't look at myself as someone special. And like, you know, I'm gonna be doing this like Chronicle of the Arts and signing these books and all this, and it's just like, I am who I am. I'm not anybody famous. I guess like they always wondered because I thought it was special. One last thing where they said, where do we get the depiction of what Jesus looked like? Because it never mentions what he looks like in the Bible. And this one guy said to me, there's one part of the Bible where it says, the guy goes, it said Jesus, he wouldn't stand out in the crowd. And I guess that's me. I don't stand out in the crowd. So with that, God bless you. See you tomorrow.